everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Alyssa, and this is Walking in the Sun with God. And today, we're going to do an episode that's not featuring anyone or any sort of site or article today. Today, we're going to be talking just strictly together. I'm going to be going over with you events prior to the Lord's second coming. Now, all of this information that I'm going to give you is going to come strictly from scripture, and more specifically 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12. So we're going to read this section, and then we're going to dissect this section, and then we will go from there. So 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12 says this: "Now, dear brothers and sisters, let us clarify some things about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how we will be gathered to meet him. Don't be so easily shaken or alarmed by those who say that the day of the Lord has already begun. Don't believe them. Even if they claim to have had a spiritual vision, a revelation, or a letter supposedly from us, don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Don't you remember that I told you about all this when I was with you? And you know what is holding him back, for he can be revealed only when his time comes. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming. This man will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction, because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. They will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing in truth." Alrighty, so that is 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12. Now let's break this down a little bit. So we're first given the instruction to when someone says that the day of the Lord has begun, to not believe them, even if they've claimed to have had a vision, a revelation, or a letter. Like, don't believe them, because that day won't come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, whoever that is. So until that man is revealed, the day of the Lord has not come yet. So there is no reason to believe any of these people that say that the day of the Lord has begun until that man is revealed. And then that man will exalt himself, and then he will defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. So not just our God and Savior, but every God and any object of worship out there, for any religion and any person, he will defy all of them, and he will exalt himself, claiming that he himself is God. Now, this man was also told to not be Satan, but he's doing the work of Satan with the same counterfeit power, signs, and miracles, that he will use every type of evil deception there is, and that those who are on a path to destruction, he will fool even more, because God will cause them to be greatly deceived because they won't accept the truth and live in the light of God. But this man of lawlessness and all of this evil deception is at work, but it's secret. It's not revealed yet, because someone or something, as these verses says, is holding this man of lawlessness back, and he will not be revealed, and it will not come to a head until whoever is holding him back, or whatever is holding him back, steps out of the way. But this man will be revealed, but he will be destroyed by Jesus by the breath of his mouth, and destroy him by the splendor of his coming, as that is a direct quote from verse 8. So all of these events, all of these small pieces need to happen prior to the Lord's second coming. But when these things do, then that second coming, that day has begun once these events come to a head. And jumping back to the very beginning, the man of lawlessness will be revealed after there is a great rebellion against God. So that is how all of this will play out. And you can read this for yourself, as I said, in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 12. So that is what I have for you. This is a very short episode, but it's very jam-packed of information that there is no reason to believe that when someone says the day of the Lord has begun until, as I said earlier, the man of lawlessness and a rebellion against God has happened and that man is revealed. Then his day will have begun. So thank you guys for joining me. I know that this is a super short episode, but I believe it's very jam-packed. I believe it's very just kind of insightful and gives us some knowledge as to what to look for this day when it's begun. And it gives us the wisdom to know the true day when it actually is happening, because now we know that these things have to take place, and then once these couple things take place, these other things will take place, and then it will just go from there. So again, thank you, and I will see you all on the next episode.